Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Haley. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us what you've been up to.
I am currently writing the third book in my Inferno War Saga trilogy. So I've been working on that since late January. That's my cat protesting the fact that she's not on my lap. Sorry. Yeah. And I'm about 40,000 words in, which is actually not that far due to my outline being very long and these books being very long. So I feel like I thought I felt accomplished, but then I looked at my pacemaker count and it was not where I thought it was. Accomplished, but it's getting there.
So how many words do you typically have for your book? So they're like 120 or?
It depends on which series I'm writing. This one, since it's epic fantasy and there's a lot of world building and there's a lot of moving parts and point of views, these ones tend to be pretty lengthy at like 150,000 words or so. But I figured the genre, I can get away with it because, you know, it's epic, so I can go big. But if I'm writing like an urban fantasy, those tend to be about 100,000 words or so.
Gotcha. All right. So we got to talk about your writing and readers to how to get started. So can you give us a walkthrough of your books and where readers can start because they might be intimidated? Where do we get, you know?
I generally write science fiction, fantasy, romance, and predominantly just LGBTQ characters. Mm-hmm. So I'm in that little genre corner of the world. I write within all the subgenres. So, you know, my current series is steampunk inspired epic fantasy. The one that I finished about like a year or two ago was urban fantasy. And the one before that was science fiction romance. So it's kind of all over across the board. Two series are complete. So if you like gay X-Men or gay Avengers, you'd probably like my Metahuman Files because that's the sci-fi one, but it's set on Earth and they just have like superpowers and it's found family. If you like magic and mythology, my urban fantasy one is also complete and that also has a lot of found family. That's like my favorite trope to write, like get all these crazy people together and have them have an adventure.
Yeah.
If you sort of like, you know, the epic fantasy and Game of Thrones type of like moving pieces and adventures, that's more of my Infernal War Saga, which is not complete, but it's almost complete. The second book comes out on April 10th, and I'm in the process of writing the third one, so it's getting there.
And how many books is that series going to be? Is it going to be three books or is it going to be?
Yeah, it's a trilogy. So it's going to end on the third book. I typically know when my books, like the series are ending. So there's no surprise book after the fact with me.
There we go. So let's talk about the Infernal War Saga. Like, what was the source of inspiration? What led you to start writing the series? Because it's a little different from the previous series we were wrapping up. So,
I'd spent like 5 years in urban fantasy and I really needed a break, but I still wanted to stay within the realm of fantasy because I like, you know, magic and things like that. But I wanted to do something different because the urban fantasy one is very heavy on mythology and the magic and stuff. But for this one, I went in a completely different direction just to give my brain a little break from the genre that I had spent so many years in and just sort of like just refresh my want to write in fantasy. So it was more along the lines of I wanted to try something new and I thought, okay, let's dip my toes into epic fantasy. And but I don't really have, or like, I feel like I don't have the chops to do high fantasy with, you know, medieval swords and battles like that. So So, and I like throwing technology in with fantasy. So I was like, oh, if I kind of merge that with steampunk a little bit, I can get the best of both worlds and have fun with that. So that's sort of how I have like some steampunk elements. So I can have some technology, but there's magic, but there's also like warring nations. And there's all these romances that are driving all of these political decisions. So it's been fun. It's a kind of a labor of love because these books are long and it takes a while to write, but it's been enjoyable.
So what's the process of world building and like coming up with this process of, you mentioned you have an outline, so obviously you have to keep track of all the different moving pieces, but world building is becomes kind of like there is a third character or sometimes like the major character of the book. You know, what's your process for you?
I love world buildings. If I could put all of the details of the world into a book, I would, but everybody would be really, really bored if I did that. Yeah. So if I'm starting a new series, I'll plan out the plot like from beginning to end to figure out like where am I writing myself to. Mm-hmm. And in the course of doing that, I build the world up around you know, what I want to happen in the book and all the different places I can take it. So if it's urban fantasy, it's going to be set in, you know, the real world, and the real world has the limits that we know. Even, you know, you're throwing magic in, but I like to have something to ground the reader. So you play within like the framework of the real world, you're just throwing some werewolves or vampires into it. Whereas with building like an epic fantasy from the ground up, I still sort of use inspiration from the real world of like, you know, you're going to have politics. So if you make it sort of similar to what people know, it's a little bit easier to follow. You're going to have some technology that might be, you know, similar to what we have. So it's also easier for a reader to follow, and just making up a different magic system and how it works. I find it fun, like just building a world and getting to pick and choose what I want to throw into it and seeing if it works, and if it doesn't work, trying to figure out a way to make it work within the rules of the world that I've created.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so much fun. So I think as a writer, it sounds intimidating for a reader to think about like, holy crap, but as a writer, it can be really exciting to have this like, you know, fun and playfulness about creating things and creating characters and creating opportunities and experiences that you and your imagination runs wild, you know.
Yeah, it's fun to just not live in the real world, but sort of have real world pieces in, because I mean, that's what we all read, you know, we read to escape from whatever is, you know, in the real world that we don't want to deal with, the like chores or something. Like, I'd rather read my book.
Yeah. So I love it. All right. So let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
I do. One of the more recent ones that I read was Confetti Hearts by Lily Morton. If you love like snarky British characters and like super rom-commy type of romances, she does those so well. And Confetti Hearts is her latest book. It's like a second chance romance, and I loved it so much, and it's just hysterical.
That sounds good. I love it. It's like a nice little break for your fantasy.
Yeah. I know, it's weird. It's like I'll read other books outside of science fiction and fantasy. Like obviously I want to read sci-fi and fantasy because that's what I'm writing, but I like the break of like, okay, let's just have some rom-com over here now.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not think about the world building. Let's just think about the two characters just hooking up.
Falling in love. Like, yeah, I need that.
Yeah. So I love this. Hilly, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram. I'm at Hailey Turner Writes. I'm on my Facebook group, which is Hailey's Hellions. You can like my Facebook page. You can go to my website, which is HaileyTurner.com. I do have a TikTok, but I'm not very good at TikTok. But you can tag me in videos. I'm author Hailey Turner there. And I don't have a Twitter, so that's generally where you guys can find me.
That sounds good. Thank you, Hailey, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Readings podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Readings podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadingsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.